Hi, welcome to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency Podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 3, and this is a special Fall Equinox edition of our podcast. I'm Prophetess Mary Ayodele, and I'm speaking to you from the Gulf of Mexico bioregion in Houston, Texas, in the United States of America. It is September 22nd, 2020. So let's begin. Given honor to the Most High, we're thankful to come together again, to share your holy wisdom, to learn about the appointed days, to understand the rightful way to acknowledge the sun and moon and stars, and when they turn and tell us what days we're facing for our harvesting, for our planting, and for the seasons in our lives. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for all the good things you brought into our lives. And we pray to deepen our walk into wisdom. And we pray for the strength, willingness, and intentionality to apply that wisdom to better ourselves, our families, and our communities. In the holy name of Yeshua the Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're back. This is the month of September. And this month is full of a lot of exciting opportunities to practice the things we've been talking about after you recognize the natural rhythms in your life. So the title of our podcast tonight is Recognizing the Natural Rhythms in Your Life, and this is part 3. And we're really focusing this month of September on what to do with what you recognize. So to recap, we've already discussed Labor Day, Patriots Day, and the tragic 9/11 anniversary. That would be for future listeners. I'm referring to the terrorist attack that happened September 11th in New York City. All of those dates were commemorated so far. And now we're in the weekend of fall equinox. I say the weekend because many of the acknowledgments of it began this past Friday. There were several holy days from different traditions. For the Hebrew nation, there was Rosh Chodesh. There was a Sabbath, and there was Yom Teruah, all on one day. That was Friday the 19th, I believe. And of course, we have other high holy days for other faith traditions, because in all parts of the world, the turning of the earth around the sun is acknowledged. It is not demonic. It is not evil to recognize that it's time to step into the fall season here in North America. I guess I got to lay it out for people. So for those of you who know this, just be patient. People do not worship the fall season. People acknowledge it. If you didn't acknowledge when winter was coming, you could actually freeze to death in some parts of the world. So it's okay to look up at the sky and say, the leaves are falling off the trees. The animals are going into hibernation. I suppose I should start, dressing warmly and maybe check and make sure I have enough firewood cut or enough propane gas or enough money in my bank account to pay my electric bill, because this is a season of harvest. And this season of harvesting means we're going to be living off of it throughout the winter season. Now, for our listeners who are further south, you don't really have a real winter season, but you're going to see some changes in the vegetation. What I mean is, the further north you live, you may see more drastic changes in your environment. But if you live further south, especially toward the equator, you're going to see other things in tropical environments, but you still recognize some foods and some fruits and plants may be out of season. For our listeners that live below the equator, understand that you all are going into spring equinox, and you are facing your summer solstice when we're facing our fall equinox and our winter solstice. So, keep tuning in, and we're going to cover some things around those seasons as well. Now, the three things I hope you have been doing is recognizing the changes and the patterns around you, the natural rhythms, as I call them, around you in your environment, in your workplace, in your home and family. You're going to get three new things to look at. We talked about them briefly, but let's dig in. Number one, mark down any birthdays, anniversaries, or dates of death, divorces. We talked about this a little bit. that happened this month. You want to monitor your emotional and mental equilibrium around the commemoration of those events. There may be things that you don't consciously remember, but that your body remembers, because your body can hold memory. Okay. So just mark them down. If there was something traumatic that happened to you, this is not a podcast where we hide from trauma. This is a podcast where we focus on healing through whatever happened to us. That's why it's called building spiritual resiliency. The idea is that if you build your spiritual immune system, you can face whatever's coming. So we're not going to hide if this is the month that someone broke into someone's home or they had their car stolen. Those are unfortunate things. They are not things that should control you the rest of your life, where the month of September, you're afraid to leave the house. We can't afford to allow the things that happen to us to mark us in a mark of weakness. We have to become stronger inside, okay? Inside our minds and hearts and spirits. So that's what this podcast is about. It's not about running from things. It's about facing the situation. That's why it's named that. So it's safe to face situations here. And if you listen to the podcast throughout the seasons and episodes, you may find some tools that you can use in order to face situations and to build up your strength slowly but surely and to overcome some things. All right. So you're going to mark down the dates, any dates that are, you know, significant in September. You're going to monitor your internal, external reactions, feelings, and thoughts to them, even if there aren't any that you notice. I also encourage you to write down your dreams. If you don't have a dream journal, now's the time to start. Write down any dreams you remember, or even write down if you don't remember your dreams. So you want to start looking at these things, because I can assure you, you will see patterns in your life if you begin to mark down significant things and then step back from it. Like in 6 months or even a year, you'll see some patterns. Patterns are not scary. Rhythms, as I call them, are not anything to run from. Rhythms give you a beat that you move to. So I call it the natural rhythms. And sometimes I use the word pattern interchangeably with that, but I like rhythm much more, because with a rhythm, you know, you're moving to a rhythm. Your heart beats to a rhythm. You breathe in a rhythm. So you need to understand that there are rhythms in your life based on events and occurrences, both remembered and not remembered, and you're moving to those rhythms too. And this podcast is about building spiritual resiliency, regardless of what you faced. Quite frankly, part of building spiritual resiliency is not talking about it all the time. And that's one reason this podcast strives to be very short, because most of spiritual resiliency building happens with you actually doing something besides talking. Talking is great, because sometimes you have to intellectualize it. It's just important to remember that you feel it in your bones and you breathe it and you smell it and you taste it. It's a real sensual experience. It's not just something you think about and 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 talk about and talk about. Talking is great, because talking is vibration, and it, you know, it sends sound waves out into the universe. But I just want you to know, that's why I have you noting some things down, because you're doing something with it. Okay. Number two, it's important to mark the turning of the seasons in your life. I don't mean your rites of passage, which we're going to talk to soon in a podcast one day. But I mean, if we're stepping into fall, it's important to visually let yourself know you've stepped into another season. You can learn by listening, looking, smelling, tasting, or feeling things. You take in information through your eyes. That's why you read books. So learning happens through a variety of different senses. Some senses we don't even have words for anymore in English, or ever had a word for. There are senses we have that we haven't even named, but we use them every day. So what I mean by that is, if it's fall and fall means pumpkins for you and apple cider, you get you some pumpkin pictures, you put them up, or put your little artificial pumpkin on your table, change your tablecloth, change your bathroom around. I'm not suggesting you go out and spend lots of money to consume items to represent fall. You can really go get a real pumpkin and bring it up in your house as a centerpiece and eat it after it's set on your table for so long. You can actually get real apples and dry them in your oven or dehydrator and make apple slices. You can make apple cider vinegar. You can mark the seasons by actually producing things that you and your family and your community can use and trade and barter with and live off of throughout the year. So commemorate the changing of the seasons. There are thrift stores and upcycling and trading networks now, and OfferUp and Let Go and Craigslist. So, you know, even if all you had was $5 and you decided that you needed to bring some fall type things in your life, you know, if you're able to pick clean, nice pine cones, you could make a nice centerpiece. If you're not able to do that, or in your area there aren't any pine cones, you know, there are places you can take a minimum amount of funds and, you know, thrift stores and things like that. If you do go to thrift stores, make sure and spiritually clean the things you bring in your home, as well as physically clean them of any debris, dirt, or anything, any residue that may be on them. And spiritual cleaning can be very simple. And we email me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to send you a fact sheet free of charge that talks about ways to spiritually cleanse things you bring into your home. Actually, I think I'll be posting a email address, so it'll automatically come to you by our next podcast. But you can email me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to get that out to you. And you can use it forever, you know. But when you bring in used items, you do recognize that when people have touched and held and loved things, or even thrown them away, out of anger, malice, spite, or sadness, maybe someone died and they threw everything away, there are emotions can be tied into things. So you just want to clean used items that you bring in your house. And okay, so make your home, even if it's one room, even if it's one thing you put on your fireplace mantle, you need to be able to look around the rooms you are in, your office, your classroom, your squad car, whatever you're in, you need to be able to commemorate the changing of the seasons visually to soak that information in. It's vitally important. If you're not very visually oriented, or you're physically or visually challenged, then you want to do it through smell. Take some cinnamon sticks and simmer them slowly in a little pot of water on your stove. You know, bring in the sense of the fall. Wherever you are, there are certain events and smells and foods associated with the harvest season. So you want to be clear about the harvesting around you. What do I mean? Simple exercise. Get a map, even if it's Google Maps, and imagine a 100-mile radius around where you live, and figure out what grows around you that people eat. If you're in the middle of Manhattan, 100 miles out, there's a farm. And within Manhattan, there's a lot of gardens, okay? So figure out what's in season in the fall and what's not in season. Challenge yourself to look beyond the concrete and the human-made items to see the earth, and to see what the earth is producing right now and what the earth is not producing right now, so you can get back into the natural rhythm of the natural world around you. It can be very healing and balancing for you and your entire life. It's amazing what can happen if you put a container garden in your windowsill and you function with it in accordance to nature and the seasons. And thirdly, start to document your experience. Get yourself a notebook and some crayons. No, I'm not going to suggest you color in what other people make up for you to color. I'm going to suggest that tonight, this week, rather, fall equinox week, sketch out what you feel this fall equinox. It can be abstract. It can be stick figures. Let your artistic vision flow out of you through your fingers. If you want to record a song, get on WhatsApp and record a song and send it to your friends and family, or just send it to yourself. Record it on your computer or your smartphone. Make up a song if you have an instrument. Make up a dance and record yourself dancing. Hum a little tune. Play your favorite song and dance to it. You know, get in your body, feel your senses, all of it, tasting, smelling, feeling, touching. This is a season for you to be alive and aware of what's around you, okay? So that's the third thing I recommend, that you get back into your body, get out of the cubicle, get out of the office, get out of the commute to work or the commute to the gym, to stand in the middle of your floor and pat your foot and just dance. If you don't have a house plant, buy one. Make an annual commitment to yourself that maybe every fall, what you do is buy a new house plant, right? Or maybe you have a house plant that's so prolific, you take cuttings of it and every fall you give it away. Cuttings of it, you know, but start to create rituals, legacies around the rhythms that you notice in your life, in your community, that are positive, uplifting, and life-affirming. Don't be afraid of tomorrow or the anniversaries of sadness in your life. Transform that into something to be commemorated with love and joy and life. Bring life into your home. Bring life into your life. Bring life into your work environment. Change the music you listen to on the way to and from work. Change the music you work out with. Shake it up a little bit every fall season. Every time we change seasons, shift things a bit in your life in a positive direction. And don't be afraid to reach up, okay? Always reach up and keep your head up. So the song for this, I'm giving you a song, isn't that right? The song for this week is Keep Your Head to the Sky by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Look that up on YouTube. Some of you may even own it. Get that song and listen to it and let it just sink in. You know, you can look up the lyrics now very easily and enjoy that. Enjoy that song. You know, let that be what you want it to be. Okay. What happened here? Something happened. Okay. I'm not sure if we were disconnected or not. I hope we weren't disconnected. There's a little bump there. I'm not sure what the computer's doing. And the verse for the week, you always have a verse to pray for the next, in this case, until Sunday of next week. The verse this week is from Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But that person's delight is in the law of Adonai, and on his law the person meditates day and night. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But that person's delight is in the law of Adonai, and on his law that person meditates day and night. One more time. Blessed is the person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but that person's delight is in the law of Adonai, and on his law he meditates. She meditates. They meditate day and night. Psalm 1, verse 1, New International Version of the Bible. Any version you have is a good version to work with. Take that verse, print it out, put it on the wall. Think about that. Is really clear. Basically, it's saying, watch the company you keep. You're blessed when you don't hang out with the wrong people. It's all right there. The wrong people aren't people that you think are less than you or poor or economically poorer than you. That's not how you measure the wrong people. I'm talking about the people who you follow and imitate, even unconsciously, that teach you really bad habits. Okay? So it says you're blessed if you don't take advice from wicked people, and if you don't stand or imitate the way, the word sinner. Sin means people who make mistakes. And in a way, sin means mistake. And sinners would be people who make mistakes over and over again and just don't learn from them. These are people who enjoy making mistakes, so they feel like they can't change. So you don't want to imitate that. Or sit in the seat of mockers, people who are always skeptical of everything. They don't even believe in themselves, you know? It's not a healthy skepticism. We're talking about an unhealthy one where nothing is ever good enough. These are the trolls on the internet, people who bully other people, mockers. They're always making fun of things, especially things they don't understand, and they demean people and other things that they don't like. But your delight is in the law of Adonai, and on this law you will meditate day and night. Very interesting verse. This one verse can knock out probably 80% of most people's problems. Just watching the company you keep, watch who you imitate, watch who you want to be like, watch who you unconsciously take advice from, or what you think about when you need advice. What movie do you think about? What song do you listen to and say, yeah, that's a good idea? So that's the verse we're going to be praying on at sunrise and in the evening, sunrise and the evening, for the next 5 days until next Sunday morning. Thank you for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you who want to keep this podcast alive and who have been kind enough to donate to this podcast. If you would like to make a donation, please feel free to do so by sending it through PayPal to prophetessmaryiodele@gmail.com. prophetessmaryiodele@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Mary Iodele, on Twitter at Lady Iodele, or Instagram at Lady Mary Iodele. You can find me somewhere, just Google me, Prophetess Mary Iodele, Houston, Texas, Gulf of Mexico bioregion. Wherever you hear my voice through time and space, I pray that you are successful, happy, healthy, and loved. And you know that wherever you go and wherever you may be, may all goodness come to you and your loved ones and your family. May all bad, bad things be turned away and returned to sender from wherever they come from. May you know the love of the Elohim and Adonai and the Most High in your life now and always. In the name of Yahshua the Christ, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you all so much. I'm so glad that we got together again. Happy fall equinox. See you soon. Bye-bye.